That a Hip Hop album review, Clear Soul Forces, Fab Five. And before we get into the review, make sure you go to thatahiphop.com. Make sure you support the movement, man. We got fan funding. We got t-shirts. Make sure you tell somebody to subscribe to the channel. If you ain't tell somebody yet about That A Hip Hop, then what you do? You, come on, man. But going back to the review, That A Hip Hop with a special guest, Mr. Anthony Fantano, the needle drop himself, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up?
That's what's up. That's what's up. So Mr. Fantano, the needle drop himself, how'd you feel about the Clear Soul Forces project?
I hadn't really listened to these guys that deeply. I did end up getting a promo CD for their last album a while ago, and I gave it a try. Wasn't too crazy about it at first, but then once I saw your review for it, and everybody was, you know, generally pretty positive about it, especially Beezy, and it made me want to go back and kind of just kind of give it a second listen to kind of see. Hey, you're shaking your head like,
because they messed like, with me.
I wasn't as hot on it as you were, but I had to agree generally with what you guys were saying. I mean, you know, you definitely pulled apart what were essentially the group's strengths, and that is that they're just kind of spitters. You know, this is the kind of thing that I really wish when Slaughterhouse came out with their Shady debut, that they came out with, you know, something hard flowing and just really consistent and a little grimy but kind of modern as well, like this. But that just really kind of fell through. And you know, as unpoppy as this album is, I mean, there is an appeal in just how talented each one of the MCs are on this record. And for the most part, they've all kind of got their own voices and deliveries, but that record really came down to the bars and the flows and, you know, just the speed at which everyone's rapping. And, I mean, this album as well, I have to say, Nameless's production on this record consistently was pretty good. But this... this record, to me, even though they do seem to have a massive amount of talent when it comes to this one thing, with so many tracks and just so much material, it kind of fell into the background with me at some points. I mean, some beats went harder than others, some verses caught my attention more than others. It was a little hit or miss, but when it missed, it wasn't, you know, that off, I thought.
I kind of agree with you. All right, so the two tracks I really wasn't feeling like that was Gamma Ray and Remain Raw. Those were the two, I really felt like it was just the beats that kind of let me down. But like Fantano said, man, when you listen to these guys, you know, Illijad, Laz, Novelist, E-Fave, I think Novelist and E-Fave, those are the two guys that constantly stand out to me throughout this album. Like their verses just keep, I'm like, oh crap. But all four of them collectively, you know, and I think B said this the last time, it's like the way that they play off of each other is so energetic, and I love it, because it's, you know, they rap about comic books and video games and stuff like that, but I feel like it's so cool that they're kind of playing video games differently now, because they're actually controlling these characters. Like when the dude said Shang Tsung's mask fell out, I picked it up like Cabal and kept running with it. Like shit like that. Growing up on Mortal Kombat and stuff like that, it's so cool to hear them really...
I didn't get it. Oh. Until just now.
Okay.
So he was Cabal with the sharp sticks, right?
Yeah, he ran real fast and had you spinning and fucking up. Yeah. I used to love Cabal, you know what I'm saying? So, like, hearing them just be so fun with it, and like, they push each other, you know what I'm saying? I think that's the thing I mainly took away from this. And then the other thing that I really loved, how Nameless kept giving you little bits and pieces after the beat. Like, he just gave you a little something to go into that next track. Even though that little piece of the beat wasn't how that next beat was gonna be, but because of it was the Fab Five, it's like he had to do something too. It'd be like, okay, all y'all motherfuckers spinning, I gotta do something for y'all to know who Nameless is. So I really enjoyed it. But y'all know how I feel about this type of hip hop. This is not something that I'm always just gonna, it doesn't always just tickle my fancy like that, man. It just doesn't. But I can be objective, and this is a really, 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 really good project. But again, I think it's a little too much of the same throughout. And I think that that's the main knack that I have with it. But outside of that, man, look, these guys are really talented, really talented. And I fuck with Clear Soul. And if you didn't know, go check out the joint because they on there with on a Black Milk beat too. So you know what I'm saying? Like these dudes, and just being in the studio environment with them, and just seeing how they clown. It translates to the music. It translates to the music. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't already and you watching this review and you haven't watched that interview, go back. It's on the channel. Go watch that, man. These guys are dope. I really like the album, but it's not always my cup of tea, but I could be objective. And it does bump in the whip. I was bumping this in the whip. Nameless, you did your thing on it, homie.
Yeah, I mean, it can be kind of samey at points. I mean, if the beat interludes right after the songs... I don't know if you guys felt this way, but the one disappointing thing about that is sometimes the interludes right after these tracks would go so much harder than the beat. That was like the main focus of the song. Kind of like on the track Mars on Life, the beat interlude right after that was so freaking awesome. The loop on that song and the way it was stuttering. I mean, he took a lot of the loops and he sort of chopped up these instrumental bits and he would sort of make them skip and, you know, kind of glitchy as he would play them out. I thought his drum sounds were okay. Maybe the snares could have just like cracked so much harder, but, you know, I think if he did anything consistently, he just grabbed really great musical bits and sort of, you know, fleshed them out in a really nice way. Like with the string samples at the end of 100% or the piano interlude on Cheese in the Sky right after the end, which was really beautiful. Again, not only would these interludes be more interesting than the main beat sometimes, but when they came in, I was like, okay, awesome, this is the next track. But then as it faded out, I was like, no.
I loved it. This is a collaborative project I've been waiting for years because you know, been a fan of Nameless since 2009 when he first released his first album, I mean his first instrumental project, Beats Original. And Beats Original 3 was when he featured Clear Soul Forces on there, and it was on his on their debut album, Keep It Moving. And ever since then, I'm like, yo, these guys gotta make a project because, you know, Illijah, which is also another one of the members, he does most of the beats for the album. So at first, I was like, okay, is this gonna work? But when I first heard them over the Nameless joint on Beats Original 3, I was like, yo, these dudes fit perfect because Nameless production is so energetic. And no shots to Illijah. Illijah production is dope as hell too on Gold PP7s and Detroit's Revolution. But Nameless, he put like a spark in them, I always feel. And I was like, man, this was supposed to be an EP. It was supposed to be like a 7-track EP, which ended up being an album because they did so many tracks. So yeah, the Nameless interludes was, I thought it was phenomenal because that's what Nameless do. And Nameless produced, he produced another album with Name Tag called For Namesake. And that's what Nameless does. That's Nameless always do that. He did that on Marv's album, on a few tracks he did. He had the little instrumental interludes. That's just what he does. So I was expecting that for a Nameless. But I just like the way that these guys feed off of his production because that Wu-Tang sample off that Backpack Subwoofer Rap, which was the leading single, I thought that was dope. I think Nameless drums, you know, just a little disagreement. I think his drums are very crisp and clear. I think that's why I really draw to his beats so much, because his snares do pop, his kicks do hit hard, you know, and the way his sample and this little stutter that you have, stutter that you hear, that's the signature sound that he always have at his beats. He's gonna stutter a clap, he's gonna stutter a snare, he's gonna stutter a kick, he's also gonna stutter a sample. So that's just the Nameless style. But the way that Novelist and Lays, I was speaking to Ken, I said, man, you know, I love Novelist, I love Efave, but I really think like Lays, he really stepped his
Is it Lays or Laz?
Laz, my bad. Laz, he really
cuz his name.
Laz really, I think that Laz really stepped it up this album, I really felt. I mean, just every Cheese in the Sky. I mean, and most of the songs that he start off with, I'm like, okay, how y'all gonna top this? Just like Beepo, and I was really blessed to see them like really work in the studio and like to see how they play off each other. I really felt that listening to this album. Gamma Ray, I think, actually was like the song where I was like, holy shit, because now not only that they just spinning spitterific, they also give you a little bit of narrative about what's going on in the current events today. Which Clear Soul Forces, you know, in their previous albums, and this was my only gripe about this album, is that okay, we got the spitterific in Detroit's Revolutions, we got it in Gold PP7s, and we still got that on this album, which that's fine. I love it. I love that type of stuff. But I'm glad with a couple of tracks with Gamma Ray, they kind of branched away with that, which I want them to do a little bit more, is kind of give you more of the narrative tracks, because they're dope enough MCs to give
you that.
Know what I'm saying? So when I heard Gamma Ray, even at the end of Kaboom, Kaboom was so fun because you can tell the way they play off words just off of Kaboom was just so ill, how they went from
Orange Faygo was like that too. Yeah. The way that their word play on that.
And speaking of Orange Faygo, that's like a Michigan thing. Shout out to y'all for using that that title. I was hoping y'all can get into more of the orange, the flavors. It's a pop. That's
the Michigan.
Yeah. So I'm glad they peaked up on that.
They got Faygo out here.
They got Faygo here. They finally moved out here. Oh, it's originally from Michigan though. Like it's originally created in Michigan. So
just so y'all know.
Yeah.
Just so y'all.
Just so we know.
Yeah. Just so
y'all. Just so y'all dumb motherfuckers know.
It's originally in Detroit. So I'm glad they played off that. But yeah, Kaboom, Gamma Ray, at the Novelist, his verse on Kaboom, how he was speaking on real issues. I'm like, okay, yes. I hope with their next album, they kind of go with a little bit more of a narrative type of theme, you know, more than just the spitterific, which I love. But I think this album was, I love it. I love this album. It was pretty much what I expected. I got great energy, and I think Nameless, he was that fifth member. He was really that fifth member. That's why they called this Fab Five, because he really was that fifth member with them. And oh man, it meshed well. This was like a marriage that needed to happen, and I'm glad they made a whole album and not just an EP. This was awesome.
Honestly, didn't know we were actually going to review this project, so I was just listening to it just to check it out, because you know I follow their work and you know definitely try to cop what they're doing, because I really like I really like these guys, man, and like the fact that you know I mean they can rap, and we've actually had the privilege of actually following their journey because we saw them at A3C, so it's good to see them kind of grow in this space. And much like B said, I pretty much you know what you're gonna get with them. They're just gonna come on the track and they're gonna start rapping, and that's what I got. But my ears perked up more when it did hit Gamma Ray, because that's when they started speaking on stuff, and that's actually where I want them to kind of go, because this what's going on right now in the world, I think this is a, you know, it directly applies to them with a lot of the things that we're witnessing and seeing. And I think this is, as talented as they are, you know, it's great that they start to use that talent to kind of, you know, address and kind of put down a stamp, you know, on what's affecting them. And I think that's important. Well, you know, I would like to hear that from them, and I think that would be a good way to go, because we all said that, you know, one thing that they can do is rap, and you know, their ability and skill, you know, is there. But what's next? And so that's something that I would like to see. So when it hit Insane, when they were talking about the radio, and you know, the whole thing about Insane doing the same thing over and over again, and you know, of course, the radio plays the same song. So I thought that was cool. So I was like, all right, cool. That's good to hear them talk about that. Nothing really new, but it was good to hear them address that. But then when it hit Gamma Ray, and I was like, oh, finally we're getting some content that matters. Mm-hmm. And you guys know, everybody been watching the show, that's the type of stuff that I like, when rappers do address social issues. And it's good to kind of break up the content every once in a while, so you're not just hearing them rap over and over and over again, trying to outdo each other over and over again with the number of projects that they have. You know, after a while, you know, you're like, okay, can you give me something else? And I know that they're talented enough to do that. So when they did it, I was definitely happy that they did. Because I tweeted them. Like I said, I didn't know what we were doing. I was like, yo, Gamma Ray and Kaboom. Like the end of Kaboom when they did the, I think that was the one we talked about, Trayvon? Or was that Get Down? I think it was Kaboom at the end. It was Kaboom.
Yeah.
So when he addressed the Trayvon stuff, again, I was like, okay, there you go. Then you guys are using your voice to kind of at least speak out and let people know how you feel about that. And then, you know, Get Down with the, you know, fuck cops again, nothing new, but at least you're kind of, you know, putting that out there. So, you know, that was really the highlight for this project for me, because coming in, you know they're gonna rap, you know they're gonna rap well, you know what to expect, you know what you're gonna get. I think with this one, it's like, now they're rapping over, instead of Illichild, it's all Nameless beats. And, you know, I, after a while, it was a little bit samey. So, you know, so for them to break it up content-wise, it was actually good to hear that, because it really pulled in my interest. But, you know, I can always just sit there and listen to them rap, because they rap so fast and so quick, and, you know, you're just trying to pull out, you know, the different things that they're saying, and one guy stick out on one song, the other guy stick out on the next song, and, you know, I think that definitely keeps you interested. But definitely, I think in terms of growth, that's where I want to see them go next. And I think they did a good job of tackling that on this particular project. So, you know, it works for me.
I pretty much got what I expected out of this project. I was curious to see what they would do, just because, like, I wasn't sure if they were finally going to kind of move away from the style of rap that they do, but they didn't. This is a proper follow-up, you know. I don't feel like they're repeating themselves, but at the same time, I don't feel like they're treading any new ground. They're just kind of keeping that formula that they've created, not created, but that they've kind of mastered, even if that's probably too exaggeratory of a word, but they've kind of mastered that rappity rap raps style.
Which is a technical term.
Rappity rap rap? Or is it just rappity rap? Either one.
Either one.
I'm going with it. If these guys is rappity rap rap, because they do that shit a lot. Nothing against the beats. I like the beats, but I definitely think the MCs outshine the beats. And I feel like I just was paying more of attention to the guys rapping than I was the actual beats. Like, if you took the guys rapping off these beats and just played them, I wouldn't be able to tell one song from another, I don't think. I feel like when you have rappers like this, all it takes is a beat that you can nod your head to. Because these guys are going to just bring all of this energy and make the song enjoyable automatically. But I can't say there was any songs that I didn't like. And then it got to that track Insane. And when that beat came on, I was immediately thinking in my head, like, how the fuck are they gonna rap over this? Like, there's no way. Like, I couldn't even properly bop my head to this shit. I was just like, what is this fucking crazy ass beat? And then they came in. And it was effortless. Like, they wrote the beat effortless. It made no sense. But that's kind of just a testament to how crazy these dudes are as rappers. Like, I feel like you give them any beat, and they're just gonna rock it. But yeah, like, they're still definitely holding that old school hieroglyphics. I think I said that before. That's what they remind me of. That old Souls of Mischief style hip hop that I've always loved. I feel like they're still holding that flag up. And they're just not willing to put it down a little bit. Because I do agree with B. I would like to hear a little bit more narrative from these guys. Because when I put an album like this on, it's almost like I'm paying attention, but I'm not. Because even though I'm listening for dope lines, like the line about I'm on another plane with a stealth bomb disguised as a boombox as my carry-on. Like, I'm listening for lines like that, but I feel like there's just so many of these lines thrown out that after a while I'm just like, it just all kind of blends.
I mean, I don't disagree that it's like, it's not a bad problem to have so many tracks like that, but it's like, you know, for an album of this length, you want at least a little bit of diversity, you know? And that's where I think Mike is coming from, that's all, you know? And for the most part, the more conceptual and the more narrative tracks definitely brought that to the table. But I don't know, I just wish maybe Nameless's instrumentals kind of got a little bit more ambitious so that it maybe pushed them to do something a little bit different. Because until those interludes at the end of this track, at the end of these tracks, it kind of felt like he, you know, would fall into the groove and then just kind of keep it.
Clear Soul and Nameless, the Fab Five, if y'all watch it. Keep doing what y'all doing, man. But I do agree with, I guess, the consensus. I do want to hear what y'all going to do next. We know y'all got the rapidy rap rap down pat. I ain't trying to do that.
All of that. Hey, all of that.
He's trying to get some ass fixed.
But, you know, I definitely want to hear content-wise how you guys are going to push forward. Because I love the comic book references. I love the video game references because, for the most part, I grew up on them shits too. How y'all just paint those pictures, man, it's just so funny how y'all can control these characters through your music. I think that's really dope. But like the guy said, man, I really want to hear you guys start to use your voice to really give us the insight of how you feel about what's happening in the environments around you. You know what I'm saying? Because I felt like, you know, y'all kind of did that a little bit with the track y'all recorded for our joint. You know what I'm saying? And y'all, again, touched on it a little bit on this album, but I would like to see y'all do it a little bit more. But don't lose what y'all do, man, because y'all definitely are in y'all lane dominating, and,
and I always say that y'all gotta dominate y'all lane first before you start jumping here and there. But y'all already doing it, man. I fuck with this album again. The type of hip hop y'all do isn't my favorite, but I could be objective, and this is dope, and I definitely bump it in the whip. Y'all motherfuckers keep doing it, man, cause y'all got talent, man.
Y'all, man, I love this shit, man. I'm glad y'all put this album together. I'm happy with the finished product. Got my vinyl. Support, you know I always support y'all, man. Y'all fam, man. So I just love, just keep doing y'all thing. Don't steer out too much, but yeah, I do, like I said before, I would like y'all to get some narrative tracks, get a little bit more concepts, but still keep it that Clear Soul Forces rappity rap rap that I love. So still stick with that. So don't change too much. You know, just much success to all y'all. Shout out, I forgot who did the album cover, but shout out whoever did the album cover. The album cover is fresh, man. I love that album cover for that. I can't remember. They told me the name. I can't think of the name of it. Oh yeah, and shout out. And see, this is what I mean. I meant to say this before, but Nobles made an EP off of the Prime Instrumentals, and he has a track called Gentle Fist where he's talking about a lot of social issues. And I'm like, yo, stick with that. And you were still spitting. You were still being Nobles, but you were still speaking on some real shit. So I love it. I love all y'all dudes, man. Nameless, keep doing your thing on the beats, man. I'm looking out for whatever production you got. Everything. I got all your stuff, man. I got your whole band camp, man. You know I do. So shout out to Nameless, man. Shout out to the whole Fab Five, Clear Soul Forces. Keep doing what y'all doing, man. Take your time with these albums and don't rush nothing. If y'all give another album in 2 years and it's phenomenal, hey, I'll wait 2 years, man. But keep doing y'all thing. Love it.
You guys are definitely talented, man. And I support everything that you guys do. Because I like seeing young guys win, man. And you guys definitely put forth a lot of energy and effort into this and your craft. And I think that's important. Just like I said, there's a reason why I tweeted Gamma Ray and Kaboom to you, because those are the ones that stuck out to me. And I think that with the talent and skill set that you guys have, I would like to hear more of that from you guys, because a lot of the stuff that's happening now, you know, is some real shit. So it affects, you know, you guys and you know, of course, everything that comes, you know, after that, and your peers and the whole nine. So use the platform, man. Use the platform, you know, for that, to express that and to get that out there. Because I know that you guys sit around and talk about that stuff, but you know, let other people kind of hear it, man. So other than that, man, look, that's the only thing that I would say you guys should venture out and try to experiment more with, because you guys got everything else. So yeah, man, that's it, man. Just keep doing what you do, man. And you know, hey, you got my support here, so keep on, man.
I'm kind of a mix between FIFO and Ken. I definitely enjoy what you guys do, but I would like some more, even if it's not socially conscious, I would just like some more content driven tracks just sprinkled up in there, just because I'm curious to see how you guys would do it. I feel like, what is this, third album? Yeah. I feel three albums in, we know you guys can rap, and we know what you guys are going to rap about. So I think throwing more of a subject matter type of track in there would just be more interesting when it comes to listening to a whole album.
For me, I would probably have to echo a lot of what Mike was just saying. You know, obviously, in terms of rapping, the talents there, lyricism, the talent's there. It's just that I wouldn't say it's talent squandered, but with so much talent across so many tracks, it just seems like the ambition could be higher, you know, other than just kind of, you know, challenging each other to, you know, engage in more wordplay and just, you know, play with your flow a little bit. You know, there could be more conceptual tracks, there could be more narrative tracks. And in addition to that, I would say maybe just look into just more sonic experimentation too. You know, I think Nameless had some eclectic characteristics to his style, especially with the way certain drums and you know, samples and loops would kind of glitch out a little bit and skip. You know, I would love to hear stuff like that pushed a little further, and you know, which would ultimately push what you guys are doing flow wise too. Yeah, you know, it's a decent solid LP. It's just a little one-dimensional, but I know that because of the talent that's shown across this record, that you guys could easily push yourselves into other stylistic territories and that it shouldn't be too much of a problem. Anthony Fantano, Dead End Hip Hop, Collaborative Reviews, Clear Soul Forces, Nameless, Fab Five, Forever.